I'm Ruth Dussault. This is Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Flooding in Sonoma County resulted in two storm-related deaths. Thousands of Bay Area federal workers received an invitation to resign. Initial air quality reports are released by the Martinez Refining Company following a fire there, and California's Attorney General investigates a police shooting in Richmond. Sonoma County saw widespread flooding last week, resulting in evacuations, a mudslide, and two deaths. An evacuation order for low-lying areas along the rising Russian River has been downgraded to a warning. But with saturated soils, residents are advised to remain cautious. In Forestville, Rio Vista Road remained closed Friday at Westside Road due to a landslide that sent a home into the river. No one was on the road at the time. On Friday, the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office issued their deepest condolences to the families of John Reddick, a 61-year-old man who died Wednesday in a culvert near Franz Valley Road, east of Windsor. The body of Sebastopol resident Frank Robinson, aged 81, was retrieved Thursday morning near Hall Road, west of Santa Rosa. The Sheriff's Office reminded people never drive through flooded streets and observe road closures. Thousands of Bay Area federal workers received an email last week from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management inviting them to resign from their jobs now and continue earning pay until September 30th. It included no assurances that their jobs would be safe if they stayed. On Monday, California Attorney General Rob Bonta joined 12 other attorneys general to warn federal workers not to take the offer. Two unions representing federal workers filed a lawsuit against OPM, hoping to stop the buyout. They argued that the email illegally threatens employees of being fired and promises them pay that has yet to be approved by Congress. The current funding bill for the federal government is expected to expire March 14th. The email was issued by the office of tech billionaire Elon Musk, who was appointed by the Trump administration to head the Department of Government Efficiency, a new agency that was created through executive order, not by Congress. American Federation of Government Employees President Everett Kelly said in a statement, "Federal employees should not be misled by slick talk from unelected billionaires and their lackeys." As required by the Contra Costa County Health Department, the Martinez Refining Company submitted a preliminary report Thursday within 72 hours of last weekend's fire there. The report said the company's air monitoring found no significant air contamination and less than 500 pounds of sulfur dioxide was released. According to data from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, even short-term exposures to sulfur dioxide can harm the human respiratory system. Children with asthma are particularly sensitive. The February 1st explosion and fire injured six workers. All of them were treated and released. The incident began when workers opened some equipment at around 1:30 last Saturday, causing a hydrogen leak, and the workers escaped as the material caught fire. A warning was issued for the surrounding area, and by evening, fire crews had brought down the blaze, but it burned until Tuesday afternoon. The Contra Costa Health Department is still assessing the impacts, and the exact materials burned remain unclear. Less than 24 hours after Richmond police shot and killed a man, California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced an investigation. The law requires the State Department of Justice to investigate all officer-involved shootings resulting in the death of an unarmed civilian. The incident happened near the Union Pacific Railroad around Carlson Boulevard. On Tuesday, officers located a man wanted on a probation violation warrant related to domestic violence charges, according to Richmond police. They said after a 32-minute standoff, the man charged officers with an object they believed to be a knife, but it turned out to be a knife sheath. Police shot and killed the suspect just before 9 p.m. This week in Sausalito, a meeting of the City Sustainability Commission will take place at 6 p.m. on Thursday. It will have one agenda item, long-term sea level rise adaptation strategies for the southern waterfront. That includes plans for the Bridgeway walkway from Princess Street to Richardson Street. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.